Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, I have never been one of those guys that looked at Sean McDermott and said, he need to go. But I will say this, he did himself no favors yesterday. The only thing he did right yesterday was call his own damn self out after the game, saying that it was on him, he messed up. I don't know what the hell he was thinking, putting Josh Allen in a position where you basically saying, come save the day for us. Suddenly, we got to look at everything with the Bills. We got to look at you losing Stephon Diggs. We got to look at you losing Gabe Davis. We got to look at the absence of those guys for Josh Allen to throw the football to and look at you and go like this, Dan, what were you thinking? What was your organization thinking? And for you as a coach to put your team in that position at your own damn five-yard line where you're going to drop back to throw the ball three times and not run the football once when clock is on your side was egregious.
Stephen A., I told you, this one went all the way to the top. Jeremy and Joe, good morning. Elena Getzenberg pointed out from ESPN, the Bills are the only team in the last 45 years to be tied or leading in the final minute of the game inside their own five and throw three times.
Yeah.
It's worth pointing out, I also saw that scenario inside your own five, other team has three timeouts and you're tied, had only happened one other time since 2000.
So it very rarely happens.
It's really rare to have happened, to be pinned that far deep, and they have three timeouts. Anyway.
It's a big punt.
It was a good punt.
It was a huge punt. It was right? I mean, if that ball's out at the 20 then instead.
Then we want three passes.
Yeah.
Because then I only need...
Because then I'm not losing the game in regulation.
Probably not.
Unless something horribly wrong
right.
goes.
That's right. I can maybe get 40 yards, maybe, and whatever. Yeah, you're not losing in regulation that way. So it's not happening twice in 25 years, 24 years. It's not the kind of thing that you might practice situationally, but,
I would have gone run, pass. Run, pass. You get two free timeouts, and then you can be aggressive on the third down. And then part of my point of that is I think you can do both. I think you can still take your shot at the field goal on one play, but if I get even 5 yards on those first two carries, which is not good, but I get 5 yards, and now I'm taking the Texans down of their timeouts. Maybe this is why I go run. But if I take 5 yards back and then I'm punting the ball, and if I can get a similar punt, then suddenly that 59-yard field goal is becoming like a 65-yard field goal. And maybe he still makes it at 65, but it's a I don't know, 59 for that guy and a lot of good kickers in the league now is seeming more automatic than it ever has been. I'd like to test to see if 65 is automatic.
Yeah. 803-0550. We could spend a little time on that final possession. Are you out there, and you, Joe, more stuck on that and what it means for McDermott, or more stuck on the state of the passing game being such that I don't want them to pass? That's to me the bigger issue is it has gotten so bad passing the ball that me, who complains when the run pass split is off, like I'm like, no, you probably shouldn't throw the ball here. To me, that's just terrifying. It's gotten this bad.
No, I almost feel like the end of game situation has become a distraction for how bad their passing game is, even though it is another example of how bad their passing game is.
Right.
It's more about the game management decisions rather than the state of your passing game is why you were even in that situation in the first place. The Texans were begging you to take that game away from them, and the Bills couldn't do it because they could not get the ball to a wide receiver.
803-0550 is our phone number, 1-888-552-550. We got a bunch of calls. We will take your calls and chat about this. Of course, Sabres on the table as well. If you want it, Lenny Ruff's going to join us coming up at 8 o'clock ahead of the Sabres season opener at home on Thursday.
They lost James Reimer on waivers, so in 10 years, he is going to be an awesome answer to a trivia question.
Yeah.
Joining Euro Halak.
Phil in Pendleton leads us off this morning. Hey, Phil.
Hey, good morning. I really just wanted to pick your brain on more the theory that perhaps Josh's injuries are contributing more to the low passing game than receiver talent, because we saw our receivers do some damage in the first 3 weeks. But, you know, since Josh continued to get injured, you know, it just seems like the balls are less and less catchable. I'd love to know, you know, catchable ball percentage. But, I mean, it just is confounding to me. I was watching the game, and I'm watching, you know, these receivers dive trying to catch the ball. Ball's still on the tips of their fingers while diving, and it still didn't seem possible for them to make that catch. It wasn't every time, but, I mean, it just seems like we're getting worse and worse in accuracy as Josh continues to get injured. I wanted to get your thoughts.
Yeah. Thanks, Phil. I'm watching this final possession again, by the way, and we don't talk about the fact that Coleman interfering with that guy, offensive interference, prevented a pick, which kind of gets to Phil's point. Like, Allen's ball placement, Allen's overall play. One thing that has changed, Phil, am I not? Oh, he hung up. Okay. Injuries? Maybe. Taking these massive hits? Maybe. But one thing that has gone in one consistent direction, and the Bills are going to have to deal with it until they find an answer, is the number of times that Josh Allen is getting pressured. Teams are, you know, it's punch, counterpunch, right? That's what football is, punch, counterpunch. And Allen is getting blitzed, and the Bills are not showing that they have answers for it yet. They will have to find answers. So here's some of the numbers on Allen, and I've got numbers on how often he's getting pressured, which has all gone up. But they're also fighting against Allen's own tendencies, right? Mm-hmm. This yak offense, Joe, when they're playing against the Jags and they're playing against these other teams, and this has happened in previous years, where he's step back, boom, distribute the ball like Tom Brady. Oh, wow, the good. He's like Tom Brady out there. The opener against the Rams was this. Now, I'm going to give you some numbers on his deep passing attempts. Anthony Prohaska of Cover One had this. He is tied for the fourth most deep pass.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Passing attempts.
That might, on the season?
That might surprise you, right?
It does surprise me.
Yep. Fourth most deep passing attempts. There are 32 quarterbacks that qualify. Here's where he ranks.
Mm-hmm.
Completion percentage on passing attempts, 20 air yards or more. Completion percentage, 31st.
Mm-hmm.
Completion rate over expected, 30th. Yards average target separation, 27th.
Mm-hmm.
Tight window percentage, 6th highest. EPA per dropback, 25th. Passer rating, 28th. Pressure rate, 9th highest. Time to throw, 5th highest.
Yeah.
They are dropping him back, and he is hanging in the pocket and looking deep and absolutely getting nothing.
All right.
Some of that's receivers, some of that's him, but completion percentage, the completion rate on 20 air yard throws is 31st.
Yeah.
What did you do to our sweet boy?
Can I add to that?
Yeah.
He asked, actually, the caller asked specifically, like, I don't know what his catchable pass rate is on the year. Allen has the 8th highest catchable pass rate in the league this year.
Mm.
Deep ball catchable pass rate, he's 7th. So
it's receivers.
It's receivers. And I don't know what qualifies for that. I might guess that even though it's a tough catch and the throw is a little bit off, Mac Hollins had a ball hit him in the hands.
Well, Mac Hollins, a good go watch.
Like that one, I'm just saying, I think that might count towards catchable.
I know. It's boy, my brain's spinning a bunch of different comparisons here. This was always said about what, like Jeter? Derek Jeter didn't have the range of other shortstops, so while he made some great plays, he got to fewer balls. That was said about Jeter for a long time. I don't know if it's true or not, but that was said a lot. And with Mac Hollins, like, that ball goes off his fingertips, and you think, oh, Allen missed him by a little bit. Well, if that's Rashid Shaheed, he runs underneath it and catches it.
Yeah, he might even be an underthrow.
might be. Right. So, like, you get a spot where when you're getting substandard play at the position, that's how it's going to go. Pressure rate by week. Let me know if you notice a trend here.
Okay.
how often teams are pressuring Allen. Against Arizona, 20% of the dropbacks he got pressure. Miami, 30. Jacksonville, 23.5. Baltimore, 44. Houston, 46. 46% of dropbacks, they're getting pressure. And his numbers against pressure in Houston, he was 1 of 14. And have you seen the passing chart on that?
No.
Heaves down the field.
Yeah.
Prayers. The Bills' passing offense started to look like prayers down the field when he gets pressure.
Isn't there also a theme here of, I think I said this after the Jacksonville game, one way, he's always going to want the big play. He wants the deep ball. One way to keep him from doing that when it's not there.
Hand the ball off.
But have the short passing game actually be working, right? Have the yak plays be working against Jacksonville and against Miami. All of those little bubble plays around the line of scrimmage, all those short passes that Allen was throwing, they were working, right?
Yeah.
That Shakir especially, Kincaid had some screens. Like, those plays were working. James Cook out of the backfield so that his average depth of target or whatever was really low, but he had really good numbers. What happened against the Texans? Every single time they tried to dial something up to Curtis Samuel around the line of scrimmage.
Teams jump on it.
They were right over it, and even when he got the ball, didn't he have 0 yards?
Yeah.
He had 0 yards receiving on the day. What happened in the game? You didn't give Allen the short yak plays, so what does he want to do? I want to heave it.
He's got to take shots. Pressure builds. David in Cleveland, quickly, David.
Yes, quickly. I'm all in on Amari Cooper.
Okay.
Here, watch Amari Cooper play, consistent separation. They're talking about benching Deshaun Watson. The Cleveland Browns are a dumpster fire going nowhere. They may be willing to deal. They have a paucity of draft picks due to that disaster Deshaun Watson trade. So
yeah.
I think Bean's got to go hard after Amari Cooper.
Thanks, Dave. They're 1-4, and they've scored 79 points in 5 games, the Browns, which is brutal.
He does lead the league in drops. We'll throw that out there. And I did see yesterday also that of the, I believe it's 80 players that ESPN has graded on open score, he ranks number 76 on the season. So I don't know if that's motivation. I don't know if that's he's shot now. I also know, though, that he's basically free.
And he'd free
when it comes to salary. Like, you can actually get him on the
team. He would still be, even all that said, an upgrade over pretty much everybody they've got on the outside.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, we'll see if his name starts to pop up. When we get back, the latest on Davante Adams. Ian Rappaport had some choice words last night about how soon this could happen.
Okay, because Kay Adams also had an interesting tweet.
Yes, yeah. There seems to be an idea that this is going to move soon, Davante Adams, which means we got to focus in or be prepared to move on. 803-0550, Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.